Goethe. I'm very glad to be here. By God's grace, the Lord given me choice to come over here to see all the faces of our dear people. I thank you very much, dear Pastor Ken Young. I met his father. I preached 9 years before at their church. And I hope some of the old people are here. When I preached, they attended the church. Thank you very much. I greet you, dear pastor and family, and I greet you, deacons of the church, and all brothers and sisters in Christ. I thank you very much. I'm your brother in Christ. I came out of the India, the great land, to present the report to you about the ministry of the Lord, what we are doing in the land of India. I thank you so much for allowing me to come and present the work to you for which you are supporting. Thank you so much for your prayers and support for our ministry. India is a big nation. It's a second continental in the world. I believe that India is going to be the first continental soon, because the population of India is coming up. China is controlling birth so that the China will come down. India is a very great nation, but very peculiar nation too. So many people are living in the land of India. India is a religious and idol worshipping country. They worship everything. They worship the mountains. They worship the sun and moon, stars, waters, oceans, rivers, and all the stones. Everything is God unto Indian people. Everything. If we question them, they will say, if we salute, worship the idol, that will go to the Supreme God. They believe in Supreme God, so that gods also three gods. By name Vishnu, Ishvara and Brahma. They believe the once upon a bird on the water given three eggs. The three eggs given three gods. And in other hand, they believe that gods came out of the cow. Some gods came out of the head, some gods from the tail, some gods from the stomach. From some gods from dung side. Like that they believe. They worship the cow also. Therefore, they don't eat the cow. More idolatry. They worship the powers. The Buddha also came out of India. He was a son of a small king. And according to the history of India, he was a madman, what we believe. That madman became the god of Europe countries. I don't know the reason why. And I understood that the hearts of the people are blinded with the sin. Therefore, they do not know who created them. I was in the same way, practiced all their Veda books. Calls three volumes are there, which calls Vedas. I have gone through their books. And mostly have gone through Ramayana and Bharata, which speaks about the kings and their fightings, and Krishna God and Rama God, they believe. I have gone through their ways and practices. Practices means idolatry. Practices means witchcraft. And putting mantras, witchcraft, and dipping in the water and coming out again, we worship the idols in that way, I have gone. But I found nothing in that practice and their gods. Their gods were also idols. Their practices were idolatries. And the very bad things are there to say. I have gone through that ways But I never found any good thing for my heart. And I found that I was a great sinner. I was struggling with that. A moment came into my life, why I became like this. In that way, I was struggling and disappointed upon my life. If anybody disappoint on his life, immediately he will kill himself by setting fire, by taking poison, by hanging him on the tree. That is the result of disappointment in the land of India. I had that movement, but by God's grace, it was God's mercy and plan God had in my life. I collected a small Bible which lost the paper, many papers, an old Bible. I took some distance and I sat there with the great depression of my heart, and I was gone through reading. I cannot say where I read. I was reading the Bible. God's word is power. Now I could say that God's word is power, the spirit and life. The word is spirit and life. Now I can say that power opened my heart and showed my inner person, what sort of person I was. When I found in the light of God's word that I was a sinner, I cried bitterly. I wept and I cried unto the Lord. I called his name, Lord, please save me. And I didn't know how I called, but the Lord helped me, opened my heart, opened my mouth, opened my mind. Then I called him to save me. And something rolled away from my heart. My heart became very light. And I came out of that place with the God's word. I started to live a separate life. I gave up all the fellowship of the bad people. I gave up everything, idol worshipping and all that. When I got saved, the separation started in my life. I was living separately. The people thought that this fellow became mad. You know, the mad people, even my family members, something happened in his life. They were watching me. I'm living good life. I was helping my mother. I'm loving mother. I am loving the other people also. In that way, I spent my time. And then I prayed, I asked the Lord to take me away from that place. And I have gone and joined in a small church. I have grown up there by the word of God. After that, I started to witness about Jesus Christ. And that has gone day by day, you know, catching people through my witness. Through my preaching, go to the houses and visit them and preach the word. Give some, collect the gospel tracts and go and distribute the gospel tracts. And sometime I stand out and preach the gospel to the people. In that way, I collected the people. After that, I trained them and baptized them and started churches. Now, by God's grace, around the area, we started 100 Bible-believing churches with the believers. Praise God for that. And our ministry has gone so many ways, you know, long distance, 300 miles, 200 miles, 250 miles, like that, to all directions. We go, we collect all the people once in a month, all the pastors. 100 pastors will join with us. We go to the villages and cover the villages around that area by passing through the street and preaching in the street and distributing the gospel tract, convincing the people to accept Jesus as their personal savior. As I received Jesus as my personal savior, I'm showing the way unto them that they should accept their Lord and King and Savior. Jesus, He is only the God. There is no any God. It's a man-made gods. All the gods which we are calling, the people are calling gods, they are man-made gods. They never said we are gods. But Jesus, He is only the Creator. He is only the Supreme God. He is the Spirit of God. We praise God for our salvation God has given to us. And in that way we started this ministry. So I request you to pray for this ministry, and I invite you to come and join with us to see the God's work in the other part of the globe, how the gospel is reaching to the people. The whole Bible focusing for one thing, that one thing is gospel. The gospel means, gospel is Jesus Christ. The gospel is a plan of grace. The gospel has confirmed on the cross of Jesus Christ through his crucifixion, death and resurrection. We are preaching the resurrection power unto the people and bringing them into the name of Christ our Savior. Dear God's people, I have come here with the great burden of the ministry. The India is a Hindu country. We don't have any people. Christians are very poor people. They cannot support us. Even our pastors are also very poor. You have seen the last, you know, the pastor's house and pastor's family. In such a way, our people are struggling. And we prayed a lot to come to the God's people and ask them to support that ministry. And I thank you very much for your support and prayers. Now there are some needs, therefore I came here to present the needs before you for the ministry of the Lord our Savior. We need to support all the pastors, 100 pastors for their families. And we need to support for 100 pastors. They will be in the camp, in the gospel tour for 3 days, 2 days. They need food and money for the traveling and all that. And we need money to connect the church buildings. You have seen small churches in the villages. And also we need money to complete the incompleted the building of the school. That cost about 18,000 of American dollars. I do not know, but God is going to supply our needs. And the Lord spoke in my heart when I was in the USA. Somebody asked me to go to a school to say something about our country, India. I asked them what I could say. He said, you should not bring the word. You should not say anything of the Bible, just you come and say about your country. I said, if I don't preach the word, why should I come? Then the man recollected his mind again and said, you please come and say your testimony and all that. Then I got the way and I went over there. I started to give something about the cultural of India and the existence of India, and including my testimony, how I got saved, who saved me. Then I bring the word to them. All the teachers and students, very calmly they heard the word. I praised it, I thanked the Lord, and came out of that place to my room. I kneeled down and I asked the Lord, I believed that this country is Christian nation. Why these people are not allowing the God's word? My heart was burning and I asked the Lord, if you give me privilege to start a school, I can start and I can bring the word unto the children. In that way, God answered my prayer. I was praying. The Lord supplied money for a piece of land. It is, many things are there to say. And God has given money to raise building. Now, we started with a small group of children. Today 500 children are studying in our school. Among them 100 children are in the home. We are feeding them. And we are educating all the children the God's word. If anybody asks us, it is our way. If you are willing, then you can send your child to the school. It is our Christian way. Some Hindus, they are sending their children to our school because they believe that Christians can do good job. And in the morning session before they go to school, as you sang now, in the same way, we sing and read the Bible and pray and send them to the schools, classes. And in the orphanage, we will have a prayer meeting in the evening before they go to the bed, and prayer meeting. And again, in the morning at 5 o'clock, all the children get together in prayer meeting. There they will sing and read the Bible and pray. Then they will go and wash their face and something. In that way we are educating the children in the God's Word. And likewise, all the children are coming into the knowledge of the God's Word. Among them, we had a small group of people in our orphanage. Among them, 3 are pastors now. I want to say how God's power can bring the result. You have seen a small kids, 3 or 4 of them. Among them, 1 girl, and they married into Hindu family, given that girl into Hindu family. After she has gone, she called me once, and she was weeping on the phone, because they were Hindus. They troubled her very much. I told her, you pray more, the Lord will answer. We prayed, and that girl prayed in that Hindu family. Today, that small girl turned the whole family into Christ. We praise God for that. In that way, results are coming. If we put a seed, it will grow up a tree and give more plant, more fruits. In the same way, if you seed a word in the soul of the person, that can bring more results. In that way, we are spreading the gospel of Christ unto the people. This is the work what we are doing in the land of India. Beloved, it is great commission for every one of us that we should have part to take the gospel to the next man. How many people are dying? That's my heart. How many people are dying without Christ, even your country? In your country, you don't have any burden in your heart. You have much burden. If you don't preach, the Great Commission is there for you. If you don't preach, the Lord is going to ask you. My question in my heart, if any man dies by the side of me, tomorrow is going to ask me, why you have not preached unto him? Why you have not convinced him to accept me? In such a way, the Lord is going to judge every one of us, not only coming into the church and praising God and go to home and call on yourself. It is not only work for the pastors. Every member of the church should be involved in spreading of the gospel of Christ, our Savior. It is God's plan and it is God's grace that He wanted to save the whole world. You know, when the first man sinned, and God punished the snake and judged the lady and punished her and punished the land, He never punished the man. Why? There is God's secret love. He never punished Adam because many generations should come from Adam, and Judah must come from Adam, and Jesus must come from Adam. Therefore, God loved the whole world, means God is loving every one of us. Therefore, He offered animals besides of us on the altars. They killed animals, they poured the blood of animals. Then the Lord accepted the people. He accepted the people. And also, He agreed to offer His Son behalf of the man. Why? God is loving us. What a great love it is. Even He agreed to that His Son should die in our part, but He is still loving us. This is God's great love. He is loving us. If anybody asks me, how old are you? I can say 80. You know, they say, we cannot believe that. You no need to believe. I am preaching the gospel. That my life secret. Secret of my life. I walk miles together bearing the burden of the gospel in my heart. I am doing like that. There are many people like me today spreading the gospel of Christ. It is not a simple thing. We have to drink the polluted water. We have to eat the polluted food outside. India, very ugly, uncleanness more in India. But the Lord is securing our lives. The Lord is using us in a mighty way to bring His word unto the people. You know, wonders are doing. Before I left the country, I was on the street. My eldest son preached. He is also one of the pastors among 100 pastors. And he preached. After that, the Spirit of the Lord touched my heart to speak. Then I went and took the mic and I spoke the message. And I saw the people, they are listening very carefully, big crowd of people in the street. Then I quoted many things, why the people are dying. Why? When the death will come, death is sure unto the people. There are many things pretending our life. Pretending our life. There are many, many things. And we don't have peace on the earth. People cannot say that I have peace in my heart. You know, in that way, I spoke the word, and at last I bring the name of Jesus unto them. When I gave the call, they were pouring their tears. I saw the tears falling through their cheeks. I wondered, my heart was moved. Then I asked the Lord, bless these people. When I asked who are willing to accept Jesus, they raised their hands. 56 people. 56 people. I rejoiced greatly in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I asked for the confirmation of their life in the name of Jesus Christ. That is the work we are doing. We need money for the pastor's support, and we need money for the building. It cost about 18,000 rupees. I can take the pictures and I can send you the results of the work and the buildings and everything. And you can pray for it and you can have your part with us. Thank you very much. Now, I want to take the God's word few minutes for you. And my scripture portion is from the God's book, Acts 16, chapter 16, verse 9 and 10. And a vision appeared to Paul in a night. In the night, there stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathered that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. It was God's plan. Paul has seen a dream, and he saw a Macedonian student requesting Paul to go into Macedonia to preach gospel. The Lord appeared in man shape several times in the God's word. When Jacob returning to his motherland, his place, he sent all the property, all the wives and children, and his cattle, and he left alone. The Bible speaks about his life. Because if he want to go forward, and he knows that his brother put the oath to kill him, and that is the fear of him, and he was pretending. And after that, he left alone, and he gone out of the place, and saw a man standing over there. The Lord Jesus appeared in man shape to him. If you go through God's word from the beginning to end, you can see the shape of the prophet saw the person as in man shape in a heavenly place. And the book speaks about the hand came upon him and filled him with the knowledge of the power, with the knowledge of the word to preach the word unto the people. In the same way, Jacob saw the person in man shape and ran to him and fell on his feet. And asked him, Lord, you bless me. He knows who Jesus was. He knows who is that man. When Abraham watching at his doorpost, three men came to him, three persons. That's the Trinity of God. In threefold blessings, the God came to Abraham and said to him all the things what he is going to do. In the same way, the Lord appeared to him to bless him. That was the purpose. Even there, caught the leg. And the man of God asked, I want to go. You please go away. And he panted on the thigh also. And Hosea speaks, the 12th chapter, verse 3, speaks. And then when he panted him, he started to cry, Lord, if your baby cries, you run and take the baby and call down the baby. In the same way, God embraced him and took him and blessed him. Now on, you will be called Israel, the blessed. Praise God for the name of Israel. The whole world blessed through that particular man. Jesus came out of that sea. We praise God for that. So you have to remember Jerusalem. Chapter 139 of Psalm says, if I forget Jerusalem, if I don't remember Jerusalem, my hand will lose its cunning. You know. So that we have to remember the people of Israel, even though they are against God's will. Many, many prophets, disciples, the book for us came out of that people, so that we have to love the people. And one day the Lord is going to open their mind that they can understand who Jesus was. Then they will weep. Every home, as a firstborn dies in the family, they can weep. And I come to my point. In the same way, Paul has seen a man in his dream inviting him to go to that Macedonia to preach. Beloved, the Lord inviting him in shape, the Lord inviting you by touching your spirit, the Lord invite you by showing the word to you, what you have to do for Christ. The Lord has given me vision to go and preach the word. While I was on my cot in the midnight, a voice spoke unto me, go into the ministry. Go into the ministry three times and disappeared. I never know that. After 1 year I put into trouble. I was in death condition on my bed in the hospital. When I was in that death condition, the Spirit of God spoken in my heart convinced me to go into ministry. I gave up everything. I joined in the ministry. Today, I am so faithful unto my Creator, my Savior. Paul said, I know Him in whom I trust. You should know. You should know Him who created you. Who created you? And if I understand my body, I am wondering several times. The Word also is revealing to us. You know, the way how He created us. Who created us? The bones and flesh and heart, narrows and blood, you know, mind. And it's wonderful. He is the author. He was the maker. He was the reason. He is the life, given the life to us. You know, you should know who is Jesus. He is not only the Savior. He is supplier. He was maker. The book tells about Him. He was the main artist, created heaven, stars, sun, moon, clouds, rain, ocean, waters, plants, and everything. The food is coming to us. Who made that? Can man make a green leaf of the tree? Not artificial. A living tree's leaf, a small leaf. Once a person came to me, while I was preaching in the bus, he said, you stop, don't preach gospel. You are cheating the people by preaching your word, then I shut my mouth. Then I focused my eyes on him. I asked a question to him. Sir, whatever you want to speak, you can speak. After that, give me 5 minutes. I want to speak with you. Then the man called on. And I asked him, you say that there is no God? You know, the Bible tells a fool can say that. A mad fellow can say that. You know, I'm obtaining his blessings. Everything is created. And the boy was eating a banana. And I asked him, see the boy eating banana? Can you create the same banana to me? The food must be inside. Then I can believe you. That fellow said, how can I do that? How can you say that there is no God? Man, see the creation. We are getting something, you know. Every day we are getting food and eating food and drinking water, much water, food. And I don't know how many animals I ate. I don't know how many fishes I ate, how many chickens gone into my belly, which God created. God created. God created you for what? To glorify His mighty name. When you were singing on the altar, I was very happy. Praising God is very happy. Praise His holy name. We are going to be there to praise His holy name. Days together, night together. No drinking, no eating. Just joy in the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Then, you know, Paul has gone to that direction according to the invitation given to him already. Maybe he accepted the call and went over there. And he may be very happy to go there. God has allowed me. God has turned my journey to that direction. I must go and preach the word there. He went there. You know, maybe Sila and Paul was very happy to go to that way. And they went over there, spoke the word at the ladies' group. A lady got saved, and the word tells the Lord opened her heart. And after that, he saw a crowd of people. Among them, one lady was doing something, saying something. A demon-possessed lady. And many people can gather with that demon-possessed people. That demon, the devil, the Satan. Satan is caught hold of the people today. They need Paul's help. They need help from the Lord. They need help that they should come out of the demon's hands. You know what a demon is? That may be small demon. The big demon called Satan, covering the hearts of the people and making them spiritual, feeling with the spiritual blindness, that they should not know what they are doing. How many of people? What is that Buddha? Why should you worship the Buddha? Why should you worship the stone? It is stone. And in India, they are making Vinayaka means monkey god with the mud. A maker, a mad drinker, they will put the colors and put, you know, nose, monkey's nose. They worship that. And I ask the people, man, you are worshipping that monkey. It's good. If you got a boy with the nose of elephant nose, nice boy, good color, with the elephant nose, what you are going to do? Ah, no, sir, no. And I ask the people, if you have a daughter with the 3 eyes, can anybody come and marry her? No. How would that 3 eyes fellow become God unto you? And also he has a wife downside, another wife in his ears. He put the, I don't know what to say that, ears, and in the middle of it, a lady wife calls Ganga. Huh? Oh boy. And I ask the people, man, okay, it may be big God, and how they provided a toilet and all that on his head? They do laugh sometime. Sometime I make them to laugh. Oh, blind fellows, how you believe that this God, where they are now, they all dead and mixed up in the ground. They gone to hell. No. There is no any name except Jesus Christ is the Savior. He saves the soul and put his spirit to head. Chapter 4 of Hebrews 12th verse tells about the double-edged knife, the word like a double-edged knife come into the soul and search the heart and mind and show how sort of heart you have. The word can search your heart, that shows that you are drunkard, shows that you are wrong fellow, shows that you are a cheater, shows that you are murderer, shows many, many things which you have according chapter 7 of Mark's Gospel, chapter 7 and verse 28. The things which come out of the heart of the man pollutes him. Every pollution is there. The word come into the soul and search and cleanse every moment of sin and cleanse it and with his blood, but by his word, by his power, and put the spirit in the soul. Therefore you become the child of God. That is the reborn experience. You know, born by the flesh, we can have the flesh and blood. Born of the Spirit, you can have the Spirit. You are born of the Spirit. God's people. I do not know whether you are born again people. You know, if it is so, praise God. If still your heart is away to Christ, think that you are going to die in hell. Nobody can save you. I preach. And I won my mother for Christ. And I won my wife and won my children. All my children got saved. All my brothers got saved. All my relatives, they cast the idols away and received Jesus as their personal Savior. Even every camp we can see that people are coming into Christ. It is time for them. God loves the whole world. That means we are looking how God is loving the world, calling them into the name of the Lord, our Savior. There is no any peace in other way, in other practice, in other things. You can get peace in the name of Jesus. Well, he commanded that devil should go away from that lady. Immediately they came and caught him and beaten him and put him in prison. You know, what he has done? The devil troubling that lady. The money gainers came and put them in the judgment. They judged them and beaten them and put them in prison. And I want to wait here. How many devils are catching you? Alcoholic, workshops, more eating, more luxurious life. Jesus had any luxurious life? And I've been in that country. I wept by remembering him, how he walked on this dry land, all stones. How simple life. God, Creator, being with the God's people, being with the disciples, walked through the villages. He said, let us go to the next town to preach. Therefore I have come. I remember that word always. My Lord has gone to the villages to preach. I can walk through his ways, go to the villages and preach the word. You know, the demon possessed withdrawn from that girl with the power of the word. With the power of the word. Then they put them in prison. Their legs were in the stocks. Their hands were corded by chains, and they put in a dark room sub jail. There were many prisoners. Why the Lord? Maybe he might have thought, you know, why the Lord has called us to minister the word, and we preached the word and did good things for the devil glory. Why the people beaten us? Not only that, they thrown us into prison. Maybe we have come in the wrong way, wrong direction. They thought like that? No. They rejoiced. They thrown into jail. Why God sent them into jail? There is something in the midnight. In the midnight, they remembered the Lord. Their hearts was explored. And when they remembered the Lord with a joyful heart, they started to sing. What songs they sing, I don't know. The whole jail was alert, listening their singing. And they preached something. They listened. He is preaching and praising. The whole jail turned unto Christ. And on that I gone through many, many books to confirm my heart to the, on that, my mind. The whole jail turned. Then the blessing of God came upon the jail. When the blessing came upon the jail, the walls moved like earthquake. The doors opened. The chains fell on the ground. They were loosed. They still rejoicing. Within that time, the jailer came and saw the situation. He thought the prisoners had gone away. Now they are going to put me in jail again for them sake. And like that, he decided to kill himself. He took the knife by jumping inside. He raised his hand and Paul cried, "Don't harm yourself. Come and see." When he went there and saw all the faces of prisoners, a big meeting gathered there. They are all gathered, joined as a group. When he saw the faces, there is something new. Exploring from their hearts, the joy of salvation with the man of God. Because they heard the word. And when he saw the situation of the faces of the prisoners, he ran and fell before the feet of Paul and asked, "Sir, what shall I do to be saved?" What a lot of change, lot of change. I'm looking the same thing. When we pray, I'm looking the face of the people, how they are. Immediately we will catch them. That person want to save. And go and catch them. Likewise, we catch the people and educate them and baptize them and start church. In that very strong, Hindu religion is very, very strong. But the power of the word of God is breaking the hearts of the people and opening their hearts and putting understanding to them that they should know their Creator. Amen. You know what happened? Before few hours, the jailer, you know, beaten very much, you know, unmercifully. That man came and Paul and Peter, Paul and Sila. And you know what happened? He took Paul and Sila to his house, wiped their wounds and put oil, medicine for them and provided good food for them. The whole house heard the word and believed in Christ. And that man prepared the beds in his room and given the rooms to Paul and Sila. What grateful change. If the Lord come into the soul, we are all one in Christ. I don't know. You know, our faces are different. My face is different. And the white man's face is different. And Chinese face and structure is different. But one is living in our soul. Therefore, we are all one in Christ. If we go there, you know, we cannot have these kind of bodies. This flesh and blood will disappear. We can have the shape of our Savior. We can be like Him. I do not know how it could be. When we go there, every person, in every person, Jesus appears. How can we recognize Him, that He is Jesus? If you are all in my shape, how I can we can indicate that you are pastor? Like this, highly impossible. But there is one thing. Still, he could have the marks, what he had for us, the marks. By looking the marks, we can understand this is Jesus. Beloved, such a great salvation which God given to us. You want to be away, and a few words I can mention to you. Job 18, chapter 18, 11th verse, the terror shall make you afraid. The terrors, in every minute, the terrors are following you. One day it will make you, that you will feel with the fear. Job 6, 4 tells, the terrors of God do set themselves in array against you. The terrors of God. If you put into trouble, maybe sick, you know, the taste of a tongue will lose its taste. And I know, my dear son, eat the food. No, I cannot eat. That is poison to my tongue. Your tongue will lose the taste if something come into your body. How many people are dying every day in India? There are many, many deaths. Some go and fall on the railway track. Some dip in the water. Some set the fire and kill themselves by pouring kerosene on their bodies. Some people are dying with the AIDS disease. Why that AIDS disease in the world? Because of the sin of the man. This is the result of sin. You want to be away to Christ? You don't have any security from above. The Lord has to secure you. If you want to have the security from above, come into Christ. Don't be away. You will die. I do not know what terrible things will come to you. Before I left, floods were covered our area. And the great flood is moving. The bus caught by the floods. All the people were killed in the bus. Two policemen, they used their talent and they climbed to the top of the bus. And they are shouting, please save us, please save us. That situation will come unto everyone, those who are away to Christ. On that day, you will be a helpless person. There are many, many pictures appearing to us in the world today. Then I recognized, yes, you cannot. He shouted, then the bus rolled in the water. The bus upward, the man downside, he was killed. Who can save you? Therefore the Lord is touching his hand. Come unto me. Come unto me. Come unto Jesus. You know. Beloved, you cannot secure yourself if you want to be away to Christ. Come into Christ for your personal security. There are people says he has the personal security, the security also with the one bomb, the suicide bomb. Bomber came and blasted the bomb and that person, highly person, all the security people were dead. How you can secure yourself? Come into Christ. This is choice for you. You know, I want to stop. There are many words to say. Come into the hands of the Lord. So precious. So precious. You will rest. Sometime I ask, Lord, help me to rest in your hands. Huh? Sometime our mother can reject us. He will not reject us. You know, he always keeps his ears to hear the praise from our hearts, not from lips, from our heart. Are you God's child? Are you sure about your salvation? Are you sure about your salvation? If not, right now, just to close your eyes, ask the Lord, Lord, come into my heart, wipe my sins away. I want to receive you, save me. Just say few words, then you will be saved. Let us close our eyes. Beloveds, I do not know who are you today. Today the Lord's Spirit has spoken in your heart by showing the way from the God's Word. How the situation upon the sinners. If you are away to Christ, please, it is a precious choice to you from the God's Word. Receive Jesus as your personal Savior. Young people, I am looking some young people. You are young, you know, your life cannot save you. Come into the hands of the Lord. He is so merciful. He wants to save you. If you are willing today, you can ask me to pray for you. I can pray for you. If you are willing to accept Jesus. If you want to accept Jesus, please raise your right hand that I can see you and pray for you. Anyone among you today want to receive Jesus? Pastor can guide us in prayer. Please come. Can I give this?
Please stand with me.